We've just finished watching a live performance of the life of
Hannah Mitchell. It's called The Hard Way Up, and it's based, the performance is based on the autobiography. It's called A Hard Way Up. It was a book written by Hannah Mitchell. Hannah Mitchell was a suffragette from Manchester. She was involved with the Pankhursts. She was arrested and she spent a night in strange ways as well. So
this is obviously a pretty unusual venue for a live performance. I believe you're based at the People's History Museum, so you kind of do this performance quite often, but is it usually for children and people that are at the museum?
It is, yeah. We do a lot of performances for Key Stage 3 children, for secondary school children, because there's a lot of issues in the script. The performance then is broken up into sections, and for example, there's one section where they have a debate about conscientious objectors and, why, what would it be like, and was it right for them to do this, and that kind of thing. So that the performance for schools is broken up, but the one for public performance usually goes straight through. The space here, obviously, it's not like this usually at the museum. We have a designated space to do it in. And in fact, in the People's History Museum, in the new building that's been opened a couple of years now, there is a performing area, and there's lighting and everything, and sound. I've actually got one scene where Hannah Mitchell goes to the Bellevue rally, and there's a lot of people there, and we've got a background noise of people making all these noises, so that it sounds like there's a lot of people there, but also the lighting, they fade the lights in and out as well.
What's it like? Obviously, this is the first day of Culture Shots of the whole. There's a week of kind of creative workshops. How what's it like performing in the atrium of a hospital?
It's different. I'm quite used to. In the past, I've performed not as Hannah. Hannah actually is quite a straight character, really, which I often do comedy roles and things like that. And I can improvise really. I mean, I said I can blow my own trumpet, but I can improvise really well, so I don't mind interacting with people. I know some people are a bit kind of, they're in the zone and they don't want to actually acknowledge anybody else, whereas I will do, because I think, well, in a place like this, it's very busy, and obviously in the museum we don't get people obviously walking in the space like there is here, but it's a lovely atmosphere. Everybody, the staff and everybody's very friendly and interested in what's going on.
It's so, an interesting point that actually about traffic, about people walking past and everything, and I think as the week goes on, it will be interesting to see, how the staff kind of, how they view what's happening. Because I think, particularly when you're in the middle of your performance as Hannah, obviously lots of people, people watching and really into it from the beginning. But then those people who just kind of, I think they thought they'd walked into some kind of protest.
Yeah, it was quite funny, really, because at one point in the performance, I've got banners to give out and we get the audience chanting, "Votes for women!" And of course, you've got people, I mean, obviously it's a hospital, people, maybe one or two on stretchers being wheeled in and out, and the people working here looking kind of, what on earth's going on here? Because obviously they must not have known what was happening. And they even got a man joining in, saying, "I don't vote." And, I thought, well, that's very naughty of me. But, the actual ethos, the actual moral of the performance really is that when we get these schools, it's making a point of saying that people did die, for women anyway, particularly, to get the vote. So it's important that you do vote. And that's the message behind it. So I got this man coming through saying, "I don't vote." It's like,
It's really, really interesting. I think, obviously it's her story itself is a very interesting story. Yeah. How do you, obviously you're here as a performer.
Yeah.
Do you believe in the value of kind of live theatre in terms of in this sort of environment and how it can help patients or staff? Or is that something that you've kind of thought about before? Or
I've not thought about it before. It was presented to me by the People's History Museum, and they asked me if I'd like to do it, and I said yeah. And I think actually, I have performed in shopping centres before now, not as Hannah Mitchell, but doing other things. And I know that you have got it's a different kind of audience. They've not come for that purpose. Mm. Whereas at the museum, you know, they choose to come and watch my performance. Here, they didn't have any choice. It was kind of like thrown at them, but in a way, but in a nice way. But yeah, so it is different, and it's harder to engage people here. So, you know, the fact that I did have some people that were engaged in it and, you know, sat through all of it, I was quite pleased, because there is a lot of transient people going backwards and forwards, and you can't stop that, because it's, but it's a challenge, and I like a challenge. It's different. I like different things.
And are you doing it? Are you doing it again this week, or is this the only early session this week? Okay, so if people want to come and see the life story of Hannah Mitchell, they need to come to the People's History Museum.
Yes, March the. Either the 8th or the 10th, I've not got my diary with me, but there is a performance, a public performance in March. It's either the 8th or the 10th of March. If they want to ring up or look on the website, it will be on. There is a performance on Wednesday of another person from the People's History Museum who's doing a story called No Bed of Roses, and it's about somebody coming, an immigrant coming into the country in the 60s. It's based on that, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.